with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. And he told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were all choosing the places of honor at the table. He said, "Instead, when you are invited to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the first place or the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited. And the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, 'Give your place to this man.' And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, 'My friend, move up higher.' Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. Remember, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." And then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers and sisters, or your relatives, or your wealthy neighbors, in case they might invite you back and repay you. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. Then you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, if an American has any doubt that Jesus lives in a different universe than we do, you just heard it. This is an upside-down world, which, let's be honest, most of us do not agree with, and most of us do not participate in. The human ego loves esteem, honor, and every culture has its own little forms of honor and shame. That which makes you higher up and that which makes you lower down. It actually means almost nothing to God. It's entirely a construct of culture, and we all agree to it. I don't mean to be obscene, but when I was growing up, it was honorable for a woman to have plenty of clothes on. Now the honor system is pretty much the other way. The less you have, the cooler you are. Huh? That's all created by culture. That's all. We decide what is trendy, what is up, and what is down. And we really think it matters to God. The key line, of course, at the end is, "In case they might invite you back and repay you." What do you do for no pay? Do you do anything? And I don't just mean monetary payment. I mean the social payment, reputational payment. What gives you a little status in the community or in your own eyes or in the eyes of your family? As soon as you seek repayment for anything you do, you've prostituted it. It's no longer pure action. And how much do you do to be noticed? Someone said that a true test of character is what you do when nobody's looking and nobody will know and you don't put your name to it. Thank God these churches built back in the 50s. We didn't have plaques all over the wall for who built what and who paid for what. But go to any modern church, they're everywhere. So-and-so bought this window, so-and-so bought this altar. It's the only game in town in America. We got to be paid. We got to up our honor. You see, brothers and sisters, as long as you have to do it, when you have to brag, Maybe our politicians should hear this sermon. But when you have to talk about yourself, you know you don't deserve it. You see, honor comes naturally to good and gracious and holy people. It's an inside job. They do it because it pleases God. They do it because it's the truth. They do it for love. They don't do it for money and reputation and to have a plaque on the wall saying they did it. They do it because it's their deepest truth. And brothers and sisters, that's what you have to decide today. What do you do for nothing? That's your vocation. And you might discover, I'm sad to say, that a lot of you don't have a vocation. There's nothing you do just for love, for no hope of reputational gain or social access or any kind of climbing or achieving, attaining or performing. Those are the free people. So when you give a banquet, don't invite your relatives or your wealthy neighbors. Well, of course you do, and I would too. But you do know what he's saying, huh? Do you do any of your banquets for anybody except your inner circle? Or is it always just endlessly celebrating the nuclear family? Jesus hardly ever talks about the small family. He really does, and I'm sorry to say. He's always talking about the big family. The big family, which he calls the reign of God. And that one doesn't end at the Mexican-American border or the Canadian-American border. It doesn't have borders. It's a different kind of universe, which hardly any politician understands. If they did, they wouldn't be elected in either political party. So you're those scary people who really don't fit into either political party. You have no place to lay your head. Your citizenship is in heaven. St. Francis told us that you are who you are in the eyes of God. Nothing more and nothing less. Now that might seem like a threat, but it's actually the ultimate good news. Because you know who you are in the eyes of God? A beloved eternal son, a perfect beloved daughter. You have all the honor you can handle. You have all the reputation you need. You have all the status you're ever seeking. So you don't need to go around bragging and wearing fancy clothes and driving big cars and living in the right part of the South Valley. I don't know what that is. Is there a right part of the South Valley? But if there is, some people probably want to live there. Just know that means nothing to God. And it shouldn't mean anything to you. Because that's not who you are. That's merely window dressing. And that's all going to die when you die. You better know who you are in God from all eternity. And that doesn't go up and that doesn't go down. No one can give it to you and no one can take it from you. That's the permanent honor system. And that's the meaning of your soul. You already have it. All you can do is learn to live there and learn to fully enjoy it.